Welcome back to another edition of Talk Nerdy to Me. I'm your host, Troy Stegner. Before we get into this comic book review, I'm going to ask a favor for you guys. Please subscribe. It helps with the metrics. It allows us to do this type of video, more, you know, unboxings, all that cool stuff for you guys for free. Now we got that out of the way, let's start with our first comic book review. Looky, looky, comic booky. Look at that, right there. This is another one from Bad Idea Comics. If you haven't heard about them, they've been doing a lot of independent type stuff, thinking outside the box type publishing distribution. They put this one out. This is Hank, let me read it. Hank Howard, Pizza Detective, and Caligula's Safe. All right. This one, if you thought about getting this one, they have been saying that this is going to be a one-day only sale, May 12th, you know, new comic book day, Wednesday, May 12th. If you really want it, I suggest telling them to throw it into your folder if you have a subscription. If you can't make it in on Wednesday so it doesn't get sent back, because I have a feeling Bad Idea, you know, this is going to be a $1 comic. That's all it is, $1. Good quality. It's got thick cover. They're doing the thing again where some of it's matte, some of it's glossy, and it just really gives more depth to the cover. Like I said, it's $1. They're probably going to ask us to send it back after May 12th. We're not supposed to sell it after midnight on May 12th. So if it's not bought on Wednesday or in your folder waiting for you to pick it up, you know, as a subscription, you're not going to get it. So if you want this, you might want to run out and pick it up. Okay, this first story, it reminds me a lot. Probably because of the artwork. I think it's a Robert Venditti story. The guy who's doing tankers for Bad Idea Comics. But the artwork is definitely David Lapham. I mean, it's unmistakable, the black and white artwork. And surprisingly, it doesn't jolt me out of the story. I'm not sure where they're going with this story. It's just, I'm not sure how it fits in. They hired this Hank Howard dude to find out who robbed the safe at this pizza place called Caligula's. And, you know, it goes through him questioning the employees and the manager and what have you, and until he finds out who took it. And then, you know, he solved the case, and it ends with him just standing on the dock looking out at, is this Miami? It looks like Miami. It's somewhere in Florida, because he mentions the Florida heat and everything. And so that last one, he's just standing on the dock saying, hey, this is my new career. I don't know, man. I didn't hate the story. I just kind of indifferent toward it. I want to see what they're going to do with this guy. He doesn't appear to have any kind of superpowers. He doesn't appear to be a particularly great detective. So I don't know what the plans are for that. Somebody'd have to ask Robert Venditti, I guess. That's only, I think it's like the first 16 pages is that story. And true to Bad Idea MO, they have another story in the second half of the book. This one, color artwork, very nice. I mean, I'm really digging that artwork. It looks like it's called Leave Now or Eve Now. It's a story by Matt Kent, who typically does a really good job on the stories. Then you got Thomas Giorello and Diego Rodriguez. I believe we're going to be your artist, pencilers, letterers. But the artwork on this, I mean, just that first splash page, beautiful. I like it a lot. She's a pretty cool looking, evil looking character. The premise of this story. It's I don't want to call them superheroes, but it's a team of, I guess some of them are superheroes, some might be enhanced cybernetically. Either way, the one dude in the story is able to rewind time. He can only, but it specifically states, he can go back to, it's like they compare it to a video game where you have saved checkpoints in the game that if you screw up, you know, you can go back to that save point. supposedly he can go back to any point in his life, 5 minutes ago or 5 years ago, it doesn't matter. But he can only go one direction. He can't go back forward in time. So if he rewinds, he has to live through the whole timeline again to catch up to where he's at. So if you do that too much, you're going to age a lot more than the other guys around you because, you went back 5 years. You aged that extra 5 years. They didn't. Anyway, he's using those powers to his team's benefit. He mentioned, fighting this one villain, he's rewound 20 times. He remembers it, but the other people don't remember being rewound. All they know is, to them, it feels like they won on the first try, even though they pretty much got their butts handed to them the other 19 times, and that 20th time was the charm. They figured it out. So, life is kind of like a video game for them that way. Then it fast forwards, a few years into it says 1 year later, somewhere in the American Midwest, and it's, things don't look so good. Some stuff's been blown up, it appears. And the rest of the team has surrounded him saying, hey, you need to rewind, man. We need to go back and set this right. And he's all beaten, bloody, everything else. And he basically tells them, hey, I've gone back several times, and this is the best it's going to get. And you can see the map down here of the U.S. Lots of big holes in it. So something happened, and it's played havoc on civilization. And that's all. And that's the end of the story right there, when he tells them, I've already rewound so many times, and this is the best it's going to get. Kind of reminds me of the Doctor Strange thing where he went through 14 billion future possibilities and only one where the Avengers win. This reminds me kind of like that, but except instead of seeing the future, he has to actually go back and relive it and try to do different things to not make that happen. Not very successful. So overall, those two, and then you got a little promo spot for, I'm guessing this is for The Lot. It's another one of their series that's coming up. It looks like it's for The Lot anyway. And it's two kind of short stories. You could almost call them two ash cans, I guess, but not the Hank Howard one. I'm really waiting to see what they're going to do with it because it's just kind of off the wall for me. This other one, the Leave Now or Eve Now, or I'm guessing I might be reading it completely wrong. That story I kind of like. I the dude who can rewind time but can only go one direction backwards. Not bad. I'm looking forward to seeing where they take that one. Their first one they put out was the Hero Trade for, or the Hero Trade, the Ash Can for Hero Trade. Good story. I love it, and it's still going for huge money online. So, something like this interests you? Run to your store on May 12th or call and tell them to put it in your subscription folder because according to Bad Idea, it's only going to be sold on May 12th and up till midnight. After that, not supposed to sell anymore. Got to send them back. So I'm guessing it's going to be very limited, and if they do anything with either one of those stories, it's probably going to go up in popularity. There you have it. Add to the subscription list. Anything Bad Idea, you typically can't go wrong. That being said, hey man, help us out. We need people to subscribe. It helps with the metrics a ton. And while you're at it, you can hit the bell icon. You'll be notified whenever we put up a new video. And until you see that new video, later, nerds.
Get nerdy with me.
Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Reef? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.